USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukraine officials say it's hoping that today's first face-to-face peace talks with Russia in over 2 weeks could lead to a ceasefire. But a senior U.S. State Department official said President Vladimir Putin did not appear ready to make compromises to end the war. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Monday signed into law the Parental Rights in Education Bill, dubbed by critics the Don't Say Gay Bill, to ban classroom instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity. The law will shield kids from kindergarten through third grade from the topics.
Now in Florida, we found at least six school districts that had policies to cut parents out of decisions regarding their child's well-being and to shield them from knowing about various forms of mental health services. Broward, Hillsborough, Miami-Dade, Palm Beach, Sarasota, and Volusia counties.
Critics of DeSantis say the bill is putting children in harm's way. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Looks like peace will reign once again in Tinseltown.
Actor Will Smith is apologizing to Chris Rock for taking the Oscar stage Sunday to slap the comedian after a joke at the expense of his wife, fellow actor Jada Pinkett Smith, who suffers from alopecia, an autoimmune disease that causes hair loss. On Instagram, Smith said that he was out of line and that his actions are, quote, not indicative of the man I want to be. Smith won the award for Best Actor for his portrayal of Richard Williams in the movie King Richard, the story based on the father of tennis stars Venus and Serena Williams. Smith also apologized to the Academy, which has opened a formal inquiry, as well as to the Williams family. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Tragedy strikes after a snow squall that led to a multi-vehicle crash on Interstate 81 in Pennsylvania Monday. Heavy fog and rain from the squall caused 40 vehicles to crash. About 20 people were taken to area hospitals and three perished about 50 miles west of Allentown. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Attorneys filed court documents for some of those killed and injured during last year's deadly Astroworld Music Festival in Houston, Texas, alleging that rapper Travis Scott violated a gag order to influence possible jurors and rebuild his reputation ahead of a potential trial. The complaint swirls around a project Scott made earlier this month called Project Heal, a $5 million initiative that includes funding for safety challenges for festivals and large-scale events.
Yes, we did. We talk about food shortages, and it's going to be real.
The possibility of food shortages in America is real. Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, on Newsmax weighs in.
I mean, I was struck when you talk about him talking about shortages. You know, think about Ronald Reagan talk about America being that shining city on a hill. President Trump said we're going to make America great again, and he did. And now here comes Joe Biden, and what's he say? Get ready for shortages. I mean, this is the result of the lack of leadership, of the bad policies and all the bad decisions from the Biden administration. And you're exactly right. We'd better, as this administration, had better change course. The problem is, Grant, I don't think they can, because I don't think the hard left will let them change anything. They're beholden to all these crazy policies, particularly the crazy energy policy that is, frankly, I think, the catalyst for this whole situation, because Putin used the leverage that came with the energy based on the crazy decisions of the Biden administration to launch this terrible invasion of Ukraine.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.